Page 7. Voting Instructions. Review the ballot packet. It should contain at least the following items: a printed ballot, a pre-addressed return envelope, secrecy sleeve, insert for ballot drop sites, and track your ballot. If any items are missing, please contact Marion County Clerk Elections. Important ballot information. If a ballot has been delivered to your address and is addressed to someone who does not live at your address, number one, mark through the address like this, and a slash through the address label. Notify Marion County Clerk's office before voting the ballot delivered to you if, important to remember, your return envelope must be received by 8 p.m. election night and signed, or your ballot will not be counted. Your name is different than that on the label, or your residence address has changed, or you have added, deleted, or changed a mailing address. To vote, use a black or blue ink pen to completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To correct a mistake, draw a line through the entire measure response. You then have the option of making another choice. To make sure your vote counts, use a black or blue ink pen. Completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To vote on a measure, complete the box next to either the yes or no. Page 8, sample ballot for November 7th, 2017 special election. This sample ballot is a composite of all measures appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every measure. Remember, all ballots will be mailed October 18th. City of Silverton, North Marion School District, Measure 24-422, referred to the people by the City Council. Authorize 2 cents per gallon motor vehicle fuel business license tax. Question: shall City establish a motor vehicle fuel business license tax of 2 cents per gallon? Measure 24-424, referred to the people by the City Council. 5-year operating levy for swimming pool operations and maintenance. Question: shall Silverton impose a tax of $275,000 annually for 5 years for swimming pool operations and maintenance beginning in 2018-2019? This measure renews current local option taxes. Measure 24-426, referred to the people by the District Board. Bonds to upgrade and expand school facilities, improve safety. Question: shall North Marion School District issue $42 million in bonds to upgrade, expand, and remodel facilities and receive $4 million state grant? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. City of Salem, City of Staten, City of St. Paul. Measure 24-423, referred to the people by the City Council. City of Salem Library Improvements, General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question: shall City issue up to $18,600,000 in general obligation bonds for earthquake safety and building system improvements to the library? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Measure 24-425, referred to the people by the City Council. Measure adopting a revised charter for the City of Staten. Question: shall the proposed 2018 City of Staten charter be adopted? Measure 24-427, referred to the people by the City Council. Renewal of current 3-year local option tax for city operations. Question: shall City continue imposing current $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed value for operating purposes for additional 3 years beginning 2018-2019? This measure renews current local option taxes.